We're hearing Jane Bordeaux at the Berghaus Pipe Organ at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in downtown Wilkes-Barre as part of a Lenten recital she presented in March last year, recorded by Earl Orcutt for broadcast here on WVIA's weekly program, Music from St. Stephen's. Jane Bordeaux is from Alexandria, Virginia, and she received her master's degree in sacred music from American University, where she studied with Jeffrey Simon. She's been a frequent guest on Music from St. Stephen's, and at this very moment, today, she is preparing to present another recital, which will open the annual Lenten series hosted by the Downtown Ministerium of Wilkes-Barre at St. Stephen's. Mark Laubach is organist and choir master at St. Stephen's, and he paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about these recitals, which WVIA will be recording for broadcast this year as well.
The amazing thing about this Lenten series is it almost seems kind of like a contradiction in terms, because Lent is supposed to be a time of great penitence. And yet I can think of very few things that are quite penitential about this Lenten series that we host. It's a wonderfully rich offering to the community. And the thing that's so amazing about it to me is that it's been happening since the 1920s. We don't know exactly when it was first begun, but we do know that from being told over the years that it started in the 20s and that it has always occurred at St. Stephen's. In the 31 years I've been here, there was just one year when we had the services at First Presbyterian because St. Stephen's, the interior of our nave, was being cleaned. But other than that, it's happened at St. Stephen's. And in some years, the services, the community services, were on Wednesday and the recitals were on Thursday. But I forget when we made the changeover. We combined the two and it helped the attendance for both, so that the recital at 11:30 functions as a kind of an extended prelude for the service, which begins at noon. And recitalists over the years have included players from our local area, regional performers, and some even from far-off places. And this year I'm delighted that all of the recitalists have some kind of connection to Wilkes-Barre and to St. Stephen's. The first recitalist on Ash Wednesday will be Jane Bordeaux, an old friend and colleague from Alexandria, Virginia, who has been to visit us many times. And then on March 8, Brenda Lynn Leach, a dear friend of mine. We both went to the Eastman School of Music together as graduate students. Brenda, besides being a fabulous organist, is an amazingly gifted orchestral conductor. She sort of started this as a second music career in the past few years, and she is now currently the director of our orchestra at Marywood University, and I'm delighted to have her as a faculty colleague there. She's going to play a lovely recital on March 8. On March 15, Peter Stoltzfus Burton will be here. Peter has the distinction of having been born in Wilkes-Barre just 3 years before the 1972 flood. And so after the flood, he and his family moved to Lancaster. But Peter is an absolutely brilliant guy. He is currently in Newport, Rhode Island, and is a composer as well as a fine organist and choir trainer. So one of his pieces in his recital will be one of his own compositions. Then on March 22nd, Andrew Christopolsky, who graduated from Marywood and studied with me, will play the recital. Andrew is now at St. George's Episcopal Church in Schenectady, New York. And for a time, he was one of our organ scholars at St. Stephen's. I wanted to involve past organ scholars this year because St. Stephen's is celebrating its 200th birthday in 2017. Parish was founded in 1817. And so Andrew's participating on March 22nd, and I'll come to the other two in a minute. March 29, we have Clara Gerdes, who is from the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, a student there, and she's organ scholar at St. Mark's Episcopal Church on Locust Street in Philly. She was also connected to us last summer as the organ scholar for the RSCM King's College course at St. Stephen's. And then on April 5th, Timothy Thomas Jr., who we all know better as TJ, will be playing. TJ is another one of our Marywood graduates and organ scholar emerita at St. Stephen's. TJ is now at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Lewis, Delaware. So he'll be coming up to play the April 5th recital. And then finally, on Holy Wednesday, April 12, Chris Prestia, another one of our Marywood graduates and organ scholars at St. Stephen's, will be playing the recital. And Chris is now director of music at the Second Presbyterian Church of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. So it's a great roster of performers, and all of them have some connection to us in some way and to northeastern Pennsylvania. So I'm really, really delighted. The services that follow are wonderful. They're very basic kind of liturgy that includes prayers, hymns, a sermon by one of the local clergy. Another member of the clergy functions as the liturgist. And then we always have special music. And this year, once again, we have a great roster of musicians. Carol Tome, mezzo-soprano, will sing March 1st. John Michael Vida and Amy Iwazumi, fantastic violinists, will play on March 8th. My dear friend Tom Hines, brilliant oboist, will play on March 15. The Wyoming Seminary Madrigal Singers, directed by John Vida, on March 22. Earl Orcutt on French horn on March 29. The Marywood University Chamber Singers, directed by Rick Hoffenberg, on April 5th. And then two local singers, Wes Poole and George Lewandowski, will sing duets on April 12. So it really is hardly penitential.
And the music will range from early music to the living, breathing, as you said, Peter's own work.
It will run the gamut from new music to very old and everything in between.
And for people who haven't heard us talk about the Berghaus organ, it is the perfect instrument for this range, right?
Yes, it is. It's such a great instrument. And for all the traveling I do, going here and there to play other instruments, I always come home and think how blessed I am to play this particular organ week in and week out. It's hard to believe that it's now coming up on 15 years since the rebuilding work was done. And we certainly are going to be celebrating that along with the church's bicentennial. Later in the fall, we'll have more things about that to share with you in the future. But it's always easy to get people to come and play these recitals, even though they do it for a song, literally, because they're just too happy to have the chance to play an instrument like this. And it's a great offering to the community in other ways, too, in that we do encourage people to contribute food to our food pantry, and offerings are received, and the proceeds from those always go to support some important charity. I believe that this year the proceeds from the offerings will go to support the soup kitchen. So that's an important aspect of this whole series, that we combine forces with the other churches downtown. It truly is an unusual collaboration of all these different denominations: Roman Catholics, Methodists, Lutherans, Presbyterians, Baptists, Orthodox, Unity Church, so many different traditions are represented, and we all come together. In fact, we even have Rabbi Kaplan from Temple Israel coming to speak on the second to last Wednesday. It's a very special community event.
Canon Mark Laubach, organist and choir master at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, speaking with us about the 2017 Lenten series hosted by the Downtown Ministerium of Wilkes-Barre, held at St. Stephen's, 35 South Franklin Street, each Wednesday, beginning today, and running through April 12th. The organ recitals begin at 11:30 in the morning and last for 1/2 hour when the community services begin. As Jane Bordeaux prepares to perform the opening recital in just minutes, we're hearing her now, Earl Orcutt is there recording her performance for broadcast here on WVIA on our weekly program, Music from St. Stephen's, heard Sunday mornings at 7 and Sunday afternoons at 4 on your arts and information station. Since the 1920s, St. Stephen's Episcopal Pro Cathedral, 35 South Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre, has hosted free Lenten recitals prior to the noon community Lenten service. Those days were condensed, as we heard from Mark Laubach. It used to be Wednesday and Thursday. Now it's just on Wednesdays. A simple soup and sandwich lunch is available following the services in the auditorium for a modest fee. The series is hosted by the Downtown Ministerium of Wilkes-Barre. Organ recitals at 11:30 in the morning and services at noon. And as we suggested, Jane Bordeaux, whom we're hearing right now, is getting ready to start the inaugural performance, the inaugural recital for the series that lasts through April 12th. For more information on the web, stephenswb.org, stephenswb.org. Jane Bordeaux at the Berghaus Pipe Organ at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in downtown Wilkes-Barre as part of a Lenten recital that she presented in March of 2016, recorded by Earl Orcutt for broadcast here on WVIA's weekly program, Music from St. Stephen's. And we can look ahead to hearing Jane Bordeaux and all of the presenters in the 2017 downtown Wilkes-Barre Lenten series organ recitals on Music from St. Stephen's in the weeks to come. You're tuned to Art Scene on WVIA. This is a recording on the Pro Organo label featuring Mark Laubach of St. Stephen's. The producer of this recording is Fred Homan. Frederick Homan is renowned as a concert organist, a composer of organ and choral music, a creator of organ transcriptions, and a classical music audio video producer and engineer. He earned the performer's certificate, a master of music degree, doctoral degree, his bachelor's degree, in fact, at the Eastman School of Music. The audio recording label Pro Organo was founded by Homan in 1985, and in the decades of the label's existence, he has overseen the production and release of at least 300 titles, including about a dozen releases where he appears as both producer and artist. Frederick Homan will return to northeastern Pennsylvania to perform this weekend at the University of Scranton. Cheryl Boga is director of performance music at the university, and she fills us in.
It's been quite a while since Fred Homan has been here. It's been at least 5 years, and we're so excited he's coming back. The kids know him as the guy on Midnight Pipes that wears the Viking hat and plays the Wagner. And he's so much more than that, but he kind of likes being a cult hero with the kids for that. My son, the first time he met him when Joseph was in high school, he was like, hey, Joseph, come on, let's get your trumpet. We'll swing this organ around a little bit. And I could see by Joseph's face, okay, I guess. And he was like, I'll bring a fake book, friends. Oh, I don't need a fake book. You called the tunes. And Joseph's thinking like, all right, we're going to swing with an Austin 301. He swung the heck out of the place. His dad was a band director and a jazzer. He grew up with these tunes. He grew up jamming with his father. And he can be counted on every time he comes. He knows this instrument. He knows and loves this instrument and has played on it a great deal. And he can be counted on to produce one of the most diverse and delightful programs last time it was like Vidor, Gershwin, and the kids. He lets the kids make a request for the encore every time. And last time it was the theme song from The Simpsons. And the students love it because the night before when he's rehearsing, they all come in and they like to take the cushions off the pews, like on the wood, because they can feel the vibrations of the organ. And they'll bring a book and study, you know, while he's practicing. And then at the end of that night before session, he'll take requests. And they'll yell out. And of course, they always want to hear him doing Agata Divita because of that Simpsons episode. And it's really hilarious, the stuff they come up with. That, I mean, it wouldn't occur to me, like, hey, how'd that sound on an organ? That'd be pretty funny. And he just sits there and he's going, that's a good one. And he'll sit there and he'll figure it out. How does that one go again? Remind me. So they really look forward to when he comes. He is a delight. His remarks as part of the program are unsurpassed. And he's just a lot of fun to have around. And he does it all and crawls up into the instrument. And we're very excited about the instrument. As you know, the instrument was rebuilt in 06. And Emery has begun servicing the organ this year. And it's now, I think, Diefenbach organs. I think Adam bought it. And the job they do on voicing and tuning is impeccable. The first time they came to tune and service for us, I walked in the building at the elevator entrance and I heard a pitch that was so pure that I actually started to cry like an idiot. Everybody was like, oh my God, what happened? Oh no, that was such a beautiful note. Everybody thought I was crazy. But it really, just sparkling, the instrument is blossoming under their ears. It's not really their touch, it's their ears. And so that combined with the wonderful job of rebuilding it that Patrick Murphy did. And so when you put those two things together, we have an instrument that's at its peak, and it's going to be played by a guy who really gets it and is also just a terrific artist and a great educator and entertainer of audiences. So we're delighted to have him back Sunday, March 5th at 3 p.m., 3 o'clock, and it's in the Houlihan McLean Center. And if your listeners would like to see or hear more about Fred in advance, they can go to frederickhoman.net. That's FREDERICKHOHMAN.net.
Cheryl Boga, Director of Performance Music at the University of Scranton, speaking about Fred Homan and his return to Northeastern Pennsylvania to perform at the University of Scranton this Sunday, March 5th at 3 in the afternoon. He has a program that is wide-ranging. He'll perform his own transcription of Finlandia by Sibelius. He'll have an organ transcription he completed of music from the Orchestral Suite No. 3 in D of Bach, his organ transcription of Bach's Toccata in F Major, 540A, the Lemaire transcription of the Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture by Tchaikovsky, Jeremiah Clark's Trumpet Voluntary. He'll have music from Robert Schumann's Six Canonic Studies, and The Ride of the Valkyries from Die Walküre. Celebrated organist and transcriber Frederick Homan. He will perform at the Houlihan McLean Center at the University of Scranton this Sunday afternoon at 3. The performance is free and open to the public. For more information on the web, scranton.edu/music, scranton.edu/music.